Hello and welcome to the Worthy Wealthy Women Entrepreneur Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Wendy. This is where you'll learn the energetic shifts and the intuitive strategic steps to create the life and multiple six-figure business you've always dreamed of. I believe that the key in creating your dream life isn't to become someone else, it's to become the truest version of you, and she was born worthy. Ready to manifest magic? Let's get started. All right, so today we're going to be chatting with Alicia, who is a certified nutritionist and personal trainer, and we're going to be getting into habit building, energy, especially for business women entrepreneurs, and how this process of building your habits is also extremely applicable to different areas of building your business. So let's get the conversation started. Good morning, Alicia. We're so excited to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm a certified nutritionist and trainer, and I basically just help busy women prioritize themselves, create habits, ditch the diet culture. I used to own a studio, and then I shut it down during COVID, and I've pivoted online. So I've now launched an online program. I help busy women because we're all busy, and we all need to realize that we have to put ourselves first sometimes.
This is so important. So I'm curious about like what your story and also what you do from like two different perspectives, right? And the first one is this whole process of closing down a studio and moving online. Like, how was that like for you, that transition?
It was crazy. It honestly took me a few years to get my footing online because it's so different. When you have like a brick and mortar, it's very like, okay, this is the game plan. I have a local studio and I'm marketing locally and this is what we do. And online, it's like, you can do so much online. You can do so much. You can do so many different things. So it overwhelmed me at first. And I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go onto the online space. But then I figured it out and here we are. So it took me a little bit of time though to figure out for sure, but now I'm loving it because I'm able to work with women from all over.
Yeah. And I think this is like an interesting topic for our audience because most of the audience are entrepreneurs and business owners who are building their businesses online. And I'm curious whether you found like a difference between marketing a brick and mortar versus marketing your personal brand.
100%. Because online, you can market in so many different places where locally it's very localized. I was just putting flyers out around town and doing seminars and doing things very specific to that area. And online, you literally could be doing Instagram stories, TikTok. I mean, you could be doing so much. It does get overwhelming, but at the same time, I've been really enjoying the journey.
Yeah, I feel like I felt similarly when I first started my business. It's like when you're online, there's so many different places you could be and there's a lot of marketing coming at you as well, right? Like telling you, you should be on TikTok or you should be on LinkedIn because it's the best.
And and now Gary V tells me I need to be on Facebook Reels. I'm posting on Facebook Reels now. I'm like, how many other platforms do I need to post on?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but it's also like, it's also really like big personal, development process, right? Cause you have to really learn to discern, what is for you and what is not for you.
Yes, absolutely. You can't do it all. And you have to just see kind of what sticks and what works.
Yeah. So, when it comes to helping busy bosses get strong, like what are like the, I guess, the common mistakes that you see people make and what you would tell them to do instead?
I think a lot of people think that they have to make things very fancy and complicated. They think that they need the gym membership. They think they need the hour workout, you know? So I think at the same time, you have to take a step back. And I just teach busy women that you don't need a lot of time. The main thing is creating a habit. I think a lot of fitness programs don't focus on the fundamentals. And I think the fundamentals come from habits and habit stacking. So if you're going so 0 to 100 in a program, it's not going to be realistic for you. Mm-hmm. If you don't really currently work out, or you don't currently have a workout routine or a plan, and then you do some crazy, you know, workout regimen or some crazy diet, you know, it might stick for a week or two, and then you realize, wow, this just isn't sustainable for me. And then you fall off. Mm-hmm. And then you wonder why you're not seeing results, or you're losing the weight, gaining it back, losing it, gaining it back. It's because you're not creating the habit first. So what I tell my clients is, let's just focus on creating, right? Making it sustainable. So whether that is giving your body 10 to 15 minutes a day, and then, you know, making that a habit and making that feel good for you, and then moving on, or that is something like swapping out your breakfast for something healthier, or doing small changes to create big changes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I totally meant to ask you, like, what was your story in getting into fitness? Like, what did it look like, kind of that struggle for you in the beginning, and then learning how to build healthy habits? Or what was your journey like with that?
My journey was a little different. I was actually an athlete growing up. I loved the gym. So for me, working out was never an issue. It was other things. I had a lot of health issues growing up, digestive issues, brain fog, fatigue. And then I ended up working for a clinical nutritionist after college, who put me on an elimination diet. I realized I had like crazy food allergies, but back then no one really knew what food allergies were. So I was allergic to dairy, gluten. I cut those out of my diet and I started feeling better. And then fast forward, like, you know, a few years, I ended up doing my master's in nutrition because I just ended up loving the field, the industry. And I did my master's, and then I went for my personal training certification, but I have my own little burnout story. So I ended up burning myself out because I was doing too much. I was doing my master's. I was doing another holistic health certification. I was moving, and I was like in the process of moving, and I was, you know, working and I was working out too much and not taking rest days. So for me, I ended up completely burning out and having to stop everything. So the habits for me were a little different in the sense of I had to actually start taking care of myself, which was really hard. I'm a very go-go person. I'm like, let's go, 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 you know, no time to stop. Now I'm very healthy habits around eating and working out. I'm more balanced. I was very extreme back then, and now I've created more of a balanced, healthy lifestyle with healthier habits.
I love this like perspective. Like, it's like there is the, you know, from your perspective, it was, you were always athletic, you were always the go, go, go type of person. I find this in a lot of women, especially entrepreneurs, because we tend to have this like high achieving perfectionist tendency of like, let me be productive. Maybe, you know, they're listening to podcasts while they're eating, or, you know, like multitasking. And what are your tips for someone who might be like in that headspace right now of feeling like, you know, I got to get somewhere. So let me just use all my waking moments to do something.
I get it, because I was there, and it's still innate in me to do that. But here's what I've learned. I've learned that you need to take care of yourself first and prioritize your health first, because without your health, nothing else matters. You could be pouring in and serving to other people, but if you're not pouring into yourself first, you can, you know, burn out or have other health issues, which can create then, you know, a space for you not to be able to show up anymore. So taking time, making a little ritual for yourself. I mean, mine is the morning. I love my mornings. I meditate, I stretch, I work out. I take the time for myself in that aspect. It's okay to be a go-getter and motivated. There's nothing wrong with that. That it becomes a problem when you can't take that step back and you can't pour into yourself and take care of yourself and prioritize your health first. And when you're allowing yourself to become depleted and you're putting yourself last on the to-do list, that's when it becomes a problem. So making sure that you take 10, 15, 20 minutes a day just for you, shutting your phone off, you know, meditating, just doing something very fulfilling, right? And I say like it's very like soul filling, where it's just kind of filling yourself up first.
Yeah, I totally resonate with that so much. I used to like never stretch and rarely go to the gym. And I was like working all the time because I was building my business. I guess 2 years ago, something like that. And then about, I want to say 1.5 years ago, I started having like this shoulder neck pain on my right side. And it would get so bad that like I literally couldn't sit at the laptop and like write something for like 30 minutes. Like 30 minutes, wow. I would start hurting. And I'm like, this is exactly why you want to actually take care of yourself, right? Because you don't want to get to that point where you're like, okay, I physically can't or I mentally can't.
Exactly. So this is, like, backfires, right?
Yeah. Then you're out for a long time.
Exactly.
And then you got to go. I was like going to physiotherapy. I was looking for chiropractors. I spent probably thousands of dollars at the chiropractor. Finally found like a spine rehab guy from Mongolia, like the most random person. It was super helpful. And I'm like, thank goodness. But, you know, it was a lot of time and money spent on fixing it rather than starting from the beginning, knowing like, okay, I get to be the 6-figure or 7-figure entrepreneur. I get to be, you know, a director at my company, whatever it is that you do. And like, you get to prioritize yourself first in order to pour into others. So exactly. I really love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's true. Sometimes it like does the opposite effect and then you're ending up spending more time and energy and money in the long run.
Yeah. And I think it's like, I think for me, and I think a lot of people may resonate with this, starting a new habit, like let's say it's stretching. In the beginning, it can feel like you're not getting anywhere. And
yeah,
because it's like the first couple times you do something, or even for like the first month, it just feels like, okay, I've taken 15 minutes out of my day to stretch and I don't really feel anything. So I think that's when people tend to fall off, right? And it's the same with going to the gym. I remember purchasing like this gym program and it was great. Like it was really awesome. But like I literally started the first week like 5 times. Like I would like go to the gym, finish like the first 3 days of week one, and then I would fall off and then I would go back to the gym and then restart week one.
Right, exactly.
And it was just so like disappointing because after like 4 times, I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? This is going back to what you meant about like what you're talking about when it comes to building habits, right? I think it's so important to get into the identity of the person that you want to become and why she's doing something. I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I feel habits and goal setting go hand in hand. So I teach my clients also how to goal set. And I think most people do goal setting wrong, where they are looking at the big picture too often and not zooming in enough. And yes, zooming out is healthy and good and you really should see the big picture, but sometimes it becomes overwhelming. I mean, you know, sometimes your goal is like, oh my God, maybe I want to lose 50 pounds. And that overwhelms you. And a lot of people shut down because they don't even know where to start with that. So you need to kind of do, okay, what is my goal for the week? What's my goal for the month? And make them realistic and sustainable. I think most people fall off or give up because they're not hitting their goals. Because they're creating these crazy goals that they know aren't realistic in maybe that season of their life. And they're not able to hit it. So they're, you know, getting discouraged. They're shutting down. And then, of course, it takes about 30 days to create a habit. And then after that, though, it's like part of your life, right? It's not even like a chore anymore. It's just something you're doing every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so good. I love that. And it's like, I'm like on, I feel like I'm kind of on the other side of my fitness journey now. Like that, I no longer do this thing where I start and stop and then feel bad about it. And I think it's like, just speaking from my experience, it feels so much better when you get to the other side of those 30 days or those 60 days or those 90 days. Yes. 'Cause then it's like, it's not even a thing anymore. Like you stop guilting yourself or shaming yourself and for going or not going or doing something or not doing something. And it just becomes part of who you are. And it's like, it's so empowering to be on the other side of that.
Absolutely. And I like what you said with the identity. I think you have to keep remembering your why and why you're doing it and why you're showing up and who you want to become every single day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's really important for people to assess their whys too, because sometimes people start doing something out of shame or out of guilt.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Agreed.
Because society said you should be a certain way, because your mom said you should be a certain way. Or sometimes the why is so far away. Like I used to, since we're talking about fitness, right? My why in the past when I first started was like, oh, I don't want to be 60 years old and have aching knees when I'm like hiking a mountain. But then it was so far away that it was not really
right. motivating.
I was like, I'm still like 20 something.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So I think it's really important to like assess your why and, you know, find a why that feels really compelling and really like applicable to the present, and also coming from an empowering space rather than trying to avoid something.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So when it comes to seeing results, because I'm like, so for me, I'm like in this part of my journey where I worked with a personal trainer. I built that habit, and I'm probably like, I've been going to the gym consistently for about like 3 months now. So I'm really curious when it comes to, you know, if your clients are asking you, okay, I've been doing this, I've changed my habits, why am I not seeing results? Like, what would you say to them?
There can be so many different things, right? Is it your, you know, diet is 85% of people's results. So you can be working out, moving your body, daily. And, you know, if you're not seeing the results you want, then you need to check in on what are you eating every day. That is my biggest thing, right? I did my master's in nutrition, and I really, really believe that you need to clean up your diet to see the results that you want. So even if you are moving your body, let's say 15, 20 minutes a day, are you doing the right workout? Are you doing the right things? Are you doing some sort of HIIT workout with weights, right? So there's a lot of other factors that go into that. And I think for someone who's just starting out, if they are just like, I just need to move my body and create that habit, they could take those 30 days and say, okay, this is what I want to do for 30 days, and then intensify it, right?
Yeah.
Then maybe after that, you're like, okay, I've got this. Now I really want to see some results. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then maybe for 3 days a week, you do a HIIT workout for 20 to 25 minutes. You add weights to that, right? Resistance training. And then maybe you start swapping out, I call it crowding out your diet. So instead of like eliminating, right? We're just crowding out. We're adding more healthier foods into your diet.
Oh, I love this concept.
Right.
It's so, fun.
I know,
it
right?
Sounds so much better than cutting out.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you're just crowding out the other stuff that you're eating. So, I mean, if you're, let's say, drinking Coke like two times a day, let's add more water, right? And start crowding out that soda. There's different ways to go about doing it, especially when you're just beginning. A lot of it's overwhelming. There's so much online. Oh my goodness. There's so much information online. And I try and really make it simple for my clients. I simplify everything. So it's not overwhelming. And it's like, we're just going back to basics. And I think a lot of people don't see the results because they overcomplicate it, to be honest.
I love that. And I think you mentioned kind of like starting it simple in the first 30 days and then making changes. I think this is so important and it's like relevant to every single part of our lives, right? When I think about my business, for example, when I first started social media and started selling online, I remember doing like a challenge for myself and it was like to sell every day for 30 days. And, you know, it's really important, like our intentions as we go into things. So, you know, if my intention is like, this is my first time selling every day in 30 days, and I'm intending to make like $20,000, that's going to feel so much like feel like there's so much pressure.
Absolutely.
And like so much room for me to do it wrong, like quote unquote wrong, right? And it's the same with fitness, right? If you're going into your first 30 days being like, I need to hit the weights like four times a week and do one HIIT session and do 10K steps every single day.
Exactly.
It feels so impossible.
Oh, absolutely. I have a client. She's doing amazing. Her goal is to lose 50 pounds and she's lost 35 so far.
That's
and
awesome.
She's doing really great. And she also gets mm-hmm. frustrated because she's like, you know, like doing all these things, but at the same time, we've tweaked now. We've had to up her protein. There's always tweaking to be done. So it's a journey. This mm-hmm. is not something that is just, you know, static where it's just the same thing all the time. You're going to have to pivot. You're going to have to change. You know, you're going to have to do different things. So whether you're just starting out and just creating that habit for 30 days, just know that like you will get better. You will progress. Like it's always ever changing.
And I think, you know, this is so relevant to business as well, because every time you pivot or every time you change something, you have to wait and action it in order to see the results of that pivot, of that change, to know if it's working or not, right? There's always like a delayed result. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's not like we can like change something and be like, okay, why is it not working on the third day? It's like, you have to actually see it through in order to see whether or not things are working. And I think this is why also it's so important to have mentorship. Like you said, like there is so much information on the internet. What works for different people might be different, right? Like for example, you have these, what do you call it? Food allergies, and someone else may not. And this is why it's so helpful to have mentorship, because then like you're not trying to tweak all these things on your own. And you have like a sounding board and like expert knowledge to help you get to where you want to be. And I really love that you have all of these mindset pieces as well, and really talking about building habits and stacking habits and all of this, because I think this is the number one thing that I think is missing in a lot of personal training programs, is that like there are some great personal trainers who will give you a great workout plan, but if you don't do it, they're like, why aren't you doing it?
Exactly.
It's like, that's not very helpful.
No, it's not. And I always tell people, how long did it take for you to get here? Right? Mm-hmm. You can't expect results overnight. So just be patient. Know it takes time, and you have to find the thing that works for you. So at the end of the day, you could try 8 different programs, but the 9th one is going to fit your lifestyle.
Yeah. So good. I think it's like, it's so fun. I love what you do.
Thank you. I love what I do too.
Okay. So, I know you mentioned that you help like busy people. Like what does like your process look like for someone who's busy? Like how much are they expecting to be doing in order to get to their goals?
So I have an app, and on the app you get like instant access to all these workouts. There are different programs. I feel a lot of people end up failing, or they do program, or they do like random workouts. So like, they'll be on YouTube, they'll be on Google, they'll be on scrolling on Instagram and just doing these random workouts. You can't have a random plan and expect results. So I have a 6-week program of strength training. I have a 28-day HIIT program. We have a 7-day booty program. So it's all programs based on your custom needs. And I also have 10-minute workouts, 15-minute workouts. If you know that you don't really have a lot of time that day, just do a 10-minute workout. It's very cater to someone's lifestyle. And I truly believe that that program should fit into your lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way it's going to be sustainable. So if you know, okay, I only have 15 minutes today, let me just get a quick workout in. You know that you can go into the app, get a 15-minute workout in. If you really mm-hmm. want to focus on building muscle and strength, you know you could do the 6-week program of the strength mm-hmm. program. If mm-hmm. you really want to focus on like losing weight and leaning out, you could do the HIIT program. And so it really depends on someone's specific goal. And that's what's so amazing about it. And then they also get recipes within the app, which is great. And it's all real food. So honestly, the program is for everyone. It could be for advanced mm-hmm. beginner. It doesn't matter. There's modifications. And that's what makes it so, I feel really unique. It also has habit tracking. So this month mm-hmm. in the app, everyone's tracking their wins. So they're creating little, like the habit to celebrate their little wins every day.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. And I feel like, okay, so I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment because I feel like someone listening will have this question. Can you see results with 10, 15 minute workouts every day?
If you're a beginner, you can.
I love
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. If you're awesome. A beginner, your body is so you're just a sponge and you're going to suck it all up. Eventually you're going to obviously need more, but if you're just a beginner and you're starting out and you're doing 15, 20 minutes a day, you're going to see results for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think like on the mindset perspective of this as well, is that like, if you're a beginner and you haven't been doing like exercise consistently and you start doing 10, 15 minutes, you start wanting more.
That's exactly
you're like, oh, I feel so empowered. Like, let me do a little bit more today.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened today. I tell people it's not just about weight loss. My program, yes, you lose weight, but we don't focus on weight loss. It is about mm-hmm. how you feel. Do you have more energy? Are you less bloated? Right? Like, how are your clothes fitting? So it's those things as well that you have to take into account. So if you're working out, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day, your energy's better, you're feeling better. Like that means something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like really about this whole process of becoming who you truly desire to be and the kind of lifestyle that you want to have. And as long as you're making some sort of progress, it starts to feel like every single day it starts to feel more and more possible and everything starts to compound on itself, right? And it starts to feel more and more exciting and you have more and more energy and it's just a beautiful process.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love seeing the transformations of my clients. It's like, it's like the reason I do what I do.
Yeah. And I think that goes for all of us who are in this industry and really like coaching and giving people support and changing their lives. It's like, this is what really lights us up, right? Like seeing that transformation internally and externally as well. And it's just so beautiful.
It is for sure.
Okay. So, if you were to give someone who wants to start implementing a habit or start a workout routine from like zero, what are the steps that you would give them?
So if someone was just starting out, I'd say, okay, figure out a schedule for yourself. If it's on the calendar, it doesn't happen. As entrepreneurs, we know that, right? Mm-hmm. If it's not on the schedule, it's not happening.
And sometimes it's on the schedule and it doesn't happen, but that's
exactly. So you 100% need to now color code. If you're using Google Calendar, color code something called workout time. It's a non-negotiable time, and mm-hmm. create 15 minutes 3 times a week and just start there. And mm-hmm. that is very doable. And I tell mm-hmm. people, if you can't find 15 minutes 3 times a week, we have another conversation. that is a whole other issue. So
right,
schedule it right now, put it in your calendar, move your body, whether you're currently in a workout program or you're currently going to a gym or whatever that looks like, go for a walk, go for a run, go take your dog for a walk, just do something in that 15 or 20 minute span of time that is moving your body and just mm-hmm. start there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think like I would also add, if you're someone that's like, that sounds really difficult, give yourself some sort of reward at the end of the week, right? For doing that, just that. Like, it's like you get to reward yourself for really small things. I think sometimes people think like, oh, I can't reward myself until I've lost like 15 pounds. But it's like, no, like you can actually reward yourself for anything.
Absolutely. You can make weekly goals and then reward yourself, you know, once you hit those goals.
Yeah. I love that. So, can you tell us a little bit about your free quiz? Cause I know you have a free quiz that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah. So I created this quiz for people just to start when they have no idea where to begin. And it's a quiz. It's cute. It goes through all like the questions. And then it'll basically tell you what you are, why you're not losing weight, why you're stuck in your weight loss, and then give you actionable steps to take. So if you're someone who has no idea where to start, start there. And it's free. And it'll give you a few steps to just start doing right now, which I feel like is really great. And then, of course, if you need more support, I do have my monthly membership. And I'm actually doing 7 days for $7. You could sign up for $7 and you can get 7 workouts. And a Facebook community, which is really awesome. And that just gives people a chance to just see behind the scenes of the app and then start creating a little workout routine for 7 days and see how they do.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and thank you so much as well for sharing your story and your tips around building healthy habits and, you know, getting healthy and all of that. That was super, super helpful. And I'm sure there are listeners that this conversation is going to change their perspective on, you know, whether it's going to the gym or just starting to move or in their business. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to be here.
You're welcome. It was so nice to chat with you. Thank you, and we will see you next week.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I am so excited to hear what you learned, what you're implementing, and your reflections from what we talked about. If you love this episode, do leave a review where you listen to podcasts, as it helps more and more people discover the gems in the Wealthy Worthy Women podcast and create their dream lives and businesses. If you have any questions, you can always find me on Instagram at Just Ask Wendy, or join us in the Wealthy Worthy Women Facebook group in the show notes. If you're ready to step into your power and create your next six figures, multiple six figures, from a place of joy, embodiment, and excitement, DM me about private coaching, and I will see you in the next episode.